We're just trying to raise awareness in the community that this is what's happening. In Brisbane, you're getting, you know, up these incredible tonnages because they're pushing these trains through 24/7 and, like I say, up to a million tonnes a month. And it's just not on. It just shouldn't be happening for a start. But as an emergency measure, we would like to get physical covers on these trains. The industry's sort of talking about this hairspray effect called veneering, which is just, you know, it's another word for doing nothing. And then the government, I was speaking to the minister last week, and he was sort of saying, yeah, well, we'll do some monitoring. Well, monitoring is industry speak for doing nothing.
Now, Greg, I also spoke with Jeff Ebbs from the Australian Green Party, who said that the Greens are incredibly concerned about the human health aspect of coal dust, with so many coal trains running between Toowoomba, Ipswich and Brisbane all the way out to the Port of Brisbane so often. He also discussed the political agenda and why coal export needs to be on the out.
From a political point of view, both major parties have been pushing those health concerns under the carpet because they think that coal, or they keep saying that coal, is so critical to the economy. But in fact, it's a rather small employer, and globally, everyone's running away from coal. China's building renewable energy as fast as it can. It has large sources of coal of its own, and it's reducing its coal consumption as a percentage of its overall energy picture quite quickly. So we are investing a huge amount of our national infrastructure in coal and risking our own health for very little long-term benefit. We're going in the opposite direction to the rest of the world.